Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and we have been talking from the Ready series for the past month. And the Ready series is basically asking us the question, are we available? Are we open? We should always be open, ready, and available to do what God has called us to do. At any time when the Lord is ready to transition us, ready to move us, ready for us to do something different, even ready to remove us from a place, we should always be ready and available to say yes to whatever God is doing in our lives. And so this morning we are going to be talking from the topic of embracing your position. How do we embrace our position as we are here on this earth, as we are continually growing, as we are maturing? How do we continually embrace our position to do what God has called us to do, the way that he has called us to do it? This morning we'll be coming from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 20. It's Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 20. And we started out last week in chapter 3 in this section, and we did verses 7 through 14. So you can go back and listen to that message entitled Avoiding Disconnection. But this morning we're going to be talking about embracing your position and making sure that we are staying focused on the task at hand, regardless of what is going on around us. There are so many different things that's going on in this world, and there are so many different distractions, and not even necessarily the things that's going on in this world. We are distracted by so many different things, and sometimes our purpose and our focus can be veered off. And then we can lose sight of the position that we're supposed to be embracing because we're trying to embrace a position that's not ours. And so this morning we're going to be talking from the topic of embracing your position from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 20. And so let's read verse
15. It says, "The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ."
Now, remember from last week, or if you didn't listen last week, if you tune in from last week, we talked about John preparing the way, and he began to prepare the way of the Lord, and he began preaching a baptism of repentance and baptizing with water and getting people to change their minds, and he was preparing them, and that's what he's doing now, preparing them for Jesus that was to come.
And so now, at the end of last week, there were soldiers that were asking him what should they do. The tax collectors were asking him what should they do. So there were people that were asking him what they can do because they wanted to get it right, you know. And so at this point in the scripture, the people were waiting expectantly and they were all wondering. And so when we are embracing our position, we can't let people promote us. Although the people were waiting expectantly, they were waiting. They were waiting for something great, but John wasn't who they were waiting for. And although they wondered in their hearts if John could be the Christ, he wasn't. But it's a good thing that they were thinking that way, in my perspective, because John must have been doing something so great. He must have been doing something so wonderful and marvelous, and he must have been a great reflection of truth and an opposite of what was going on. That people wondered if he was Christ, but he wasn't. And so sometimes when we are doing the work of the Lord, or even if we are at work and we are in one position, but we are doing such a great job, people can begin to
toot our horn or boost us up, where they can begin to make comments like, you should do this or you should do that. But we have to make sure that we aren't letting people promote us into a position that's not our position. John was there to prepare the way, and that's what he was doing. And although he was doing such a great job at it that the people wondered if he was the Christ, he wasn't. And so we can't allow people to place us in a position or in a role that's not ours. Even today, sometimes we can get to the place in our lives and people begin to try to make us God in their lives, and we're not God. We are God's people, so regardless of where we are, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whether it's in the community, we can't try to be God in other people's lives. We are a representation of God here in this earth, and we are to do the work of God, but we aren't God. There are certain things that we can do, and there's things that the Lord has called us to do. He has called us to go and teach and baptize and all of those things, but we can't make people do what we want them to do. We can't try to be the Holy Spirit in their life. We can't try to be God in their life. And also, we can't try to be God in our own life. We can't try to do something in our life that the Lord is not allowing or wanting us to do at that moment just because we want to do it. We have to make sure that we are embracing our position, embracing where we are in the moment, embracing what the Lord has called for us to do. Another thing with that is when embracing your position, you may have the same position as someone else, but you may have different duties. And so you want to make sure that you are doing and fulfilling the duties that you have been given so that you can truly function and embrace and fulfill the position that the Lord has you in. Just because we have the same position does not mean that we have the same duties. We can have the same position and same duties, but have a different location. And so alignment with the Lord and knowing our role and doing what we are supposed to do is very, very, very important for us to be able to embrace our position. Because if we aren't doing that, then we aren't ready. We aren't available. We aren't there to do what the Lord has called for us to do. At any given moment, the Lord can elevate us. And when I talk about elevation, it's not elevation as in you being lifted up or you being glorified or anything like that. When I talk about elevation, it's moving you to another level, another place, and where God is going to use you in a greater capacity, or even just a different place altogether. It doesn't even have to be greater capacity. It could just be that the Lord is moving you from one place to another, but if you aren't connected with him, then you won't know what you're supposed to do in this new place. And so we have to get to the point to where we are truly connecting with him and knowing what he has for us to do so that we can function and fulfill the role that he has called for us to fulfill. And I really like that the people were expecting. They were expecting something. They knew that there was someone greater that was coming, but it just wasn't John. John was good, but John wasn't great. John wasn't Jesus. And so we have to get to the place to where, and they weren't trying to elevate him, or they weren't trying to change his position, but they thought about it in their hearts. They wondered if it could be him. And sometimes we are in this world, and people begin to make comments, or even in the media, social media, things like that, when people begin to say things about us. And a lot of times people ask, when are y'all going to open your own church? Well, we can't just go open a church because people want us to go open a church. You know, we have to stay in the position and place that God has for us to stay in and fulfill the role that he has for us to stay in. And if he has, if it's his will for us to open a church, then I'm sure, well, I know, I'm not sure. I know that he'll open that door and he'll lead us. But we can't just go running and jumping and doing things that other people want us to do just because that's where they want us to be. Now, to take it a step further in that same sense, some of the people that ask us that same question, they're here in the same town with us, so we can invite them to the church that we're in, you know, if that's the case. But we have to make sure that we are staying in alignment with what the Lord is calling us to do, regardless of what other people are saying, other people are doing, because other people will try to promote you. There's a process that we have to go through. I remember when we first started going to church, here in Columbus, there was a teacher at our church. She was a really good teacher. And I was talking to my mom one time, and I was telling my mom about her, and I was like, I wonder why she's not a minister. And so this is when I really didn't understand gifts and things like that. And my mom said, well, some people are called to be teachers, you know. And so in my mind, what I said, I didn't think that I was saying anything wrong. You know, I was just curious as to why I felt like she was such a great teacher that she should be a minister. You know, I really didn't understand the difference between the two and that you can be gifted in one and not do the other. I didn't really understand that. But when my mom explained it to me, I understood that she was in her position, she was in her role, and she functioned in it so great that I thought that she should be in a different position. But where God had her is where God had her. And so we have to make sure that we are staying in the position that God has us in, and we're not allowing other people to promote us. Because when God promotes you, you'll know that it's God. You will have a peace. There won't be so many questions and so many doubts. We'll have to get in alignment with the Lord and make sure that it is Him that is speaking to us. Sometimes at first it can catch us off guard, and we can say, no, not me. Or if it's something that we really don't want to do and we feel that uncomfort or that discomfort in something, we'll probably fall back. But when God is moving you, when He is promoting you, when He is transitioning you or elevating you or moving you from one place to another, you will know that it's Him. And so allow God to promote you. Don't let people promote you. And that's the first way that we embrace our position. That's the first way that we are being available to God, because we are embracing where we are. We are functioning to the fullest capacity. We are giving it all that we have. We are allowing the Lord to be seen in our lives and what we do, and other people will be able to see His glory in us. And so one way to embrace a position is not to let people promote you. But let's look at verses 16 through 18. It says, John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in His hands to clear His threshing floor and to gather the wheat into His barn. But He will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. And so in order for us to embrace our position, we can't let people promote us, but then we also have to understand the order. There's order in anything that we do, anything that the Lord is in, anything that the Lord has us doing, there's always an order. John was there. He was preparing the way. And so he was limited in what he could do. There was only certain things that he can do as the preparer, as the voice for the Lord. He was not God, but he was preparing the way for Him. And so he said there was one that was greater. John knew that he was not great, the greatness that people were looking for. He knew that he was not Christ. He knew that he was not the Messiah. He said that I baptize you with water, but there is one that's coming that will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire, meaning there's one that's coming that can cleanse you from the inside out, that can purify you, that can purge you, that will be able to judge, that will be able to do the things that I can't do. I can talk about these things, and I can warn you about these things, and I can encourage you about these things, but these are some things that I can't do. I'm just preparing the way for these things that are going to come. And then he said that his winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. So then there's one that's coming that's able to reward and that's able to punish. He's able to separate the good from the bad. John couldn't do that, but he was able to prepare the way. He was able to warn us. He was able to warn them. He was able to comfort them on what was to come. He continued to encourage the people and gave them comfort, but Jesus was the comfort. Jesus was peace. Jesus was love.
Jesus was everything that John was preparing the people for. And so we have to understand that there's an order. First comes the preparation, and then comes the thing that we are waiting on. And so we have to understand that when we are embracing our position, there is order that always has to take place. Everything that God is in is done in decency and order. There's always a process. And if we don't follow the process that the Lord has for us to follow, if we don't go through that order, if we try to go around any part of the process or any part of the order, then we're not embracing our position. John knew that he was limited in what he can do, but what he was able to do, he did it fully. He fulfilled his position. He functioned in what he was prepared and what he had prepared to do for all that time. John did the work that the Lord had called for him to do. He was called by God. He was sent by God to do this work. And number one, he functioned in it so well that people thought he was the Christ, but then he understood that he was not the Christ. And so we have to get to the place to where we are understanding who we are. We are embracing who we are. We are functioning in our role and in our duties the way that the Lord has called us to do it. So therefore, that means when we go to work today, we aren't trying to tell the boss what to do, but we are listening to what the boss tells us to do. We may be a team captain or something like that, but we aren't the supervisor or we aren't the manager. We aren't the CEO, so we aren't in control of the entire company, so we can't go to work thinking we can tell our boss and our boss's boss what to do, but we have to make sure that we are listening and doing what we're supposed to do, even though we may have a supervisor or a team lead position. We have to make sure that we aren't going to school trying to tell the principal what to do or trying to tell the dean how to run the school, but we have to embrace our position and do what the Lord has called for us to do. There are certain things that we can't do, but the things that we can do, we ought to do them the best way that we can. So whatever your position may be, wherever you are in school, wherever you are in the company, wherever you are in an organization, wherever you are in ministry, embrace your position. Function in the role that the Lord has you in, because when you aren't functioning in that role that the Lord has you in, you aren't available for the Lord to use you. Basically, what you're saying is you're saying no when you aren't functioning in the current role or position that the Lord has you in. And sometimes we can't function in that role because we're not humble enough to function in that, Lord. We want to be the greater person. We want to be the one that's in charge. We want to be the one that's in control. We don't want people telling us what to do, or we don't want people asking us what to do, or we don't want to do something else because that's not my job. That's such and such job. But that's pride. And so we have to be humble when we are embracing our position. There will be times where you may be the team lead or the coach, but sometimes you may need to pick up some paper. Sometimes you may need to clean the bathroom. You may be the pastor at the church, but sometimes you may need to pick up some paper or clean the restrooms. There's just things that we have to do, and we have to stay humble while we are embracing our position and functioning in the role that the Lord has us in. There's no room for pride. There's no room for selfishness. We have to make sure that we stay humble. And John, he was humble in what he was doing. His focus was on God and what God had called for him to do. And so that's what we have to do. We have to make sure that the Lord has placed us. He has prepared us. He has equipped us. And so he has us in the position that he has us in for a reason. And so we have to get to the place to where we are understanding that there is an order that has to take place. We can't just jump from the end of the line to the front of the line, but we have to move up step by step by step by step. And sometimes we step backwards when we do something wrong, but then we have to get up and repent and move back forward and allow the Lord to continue to lead us. In that moving forward, we have to make sure that it's the Lord moving us and not ourselves. We have to make sure that the Lord is really transitioning us. The Lord is moving us into whatever we're moving into. We have to make sure the Lord is taking us out of whatever we're moving out of. We can't just walk away from because we want to. We can't just walk into something because we want to. We can't just do things the way that we want to do them just because that's how we want to do them or that's how everyone else wants to do them. But we have to make sure that we are staying in alignment with what the Lord has told us to do in the way that the Lord has told for us to do it. It's a reason, and then when we follow what the Lord told us to do, everything will go so much more smoother. A lot of times we are hindered and held back because we aren't following what the Lord told us to do. We may be in the right place, but we aren't doing the right thing. And so we hinder ourselves from moving forward and from embracing everything the Lord has for us because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing in our current position. And so we have to understand that we have to fully embrace our position, meaning we have to be in the right place at the right time, functioning with the right duties, the duties that the Lord has called for us to function in. And sometimes it's just a quiet time away. Sometimes all we need to do is just sit with the Lord, get with the Lord, and just sit down for a minute and allow him to speak to us. Sometimes we get so busy that we don't even realize that the Lord is trying to move us, has been leading us away from what we are trying to do for the longest time. But when we get to that place to where we can have a seat and allow him to speak to us, allow him to lead us and guide us and direct us, then we'll get to the place to where we are staying in alignment with him. And so we have to make sure that when we are embracing our position, we don't let people promote us, but then we also have to understand the order. That's very important. Understand the order. There is an order. There is an order to things. There's always an order to things. And we have to make sure that we are staying in alignment with that order. And so look at verses 19 through 20. It says, but when John rebuked Herod the Tetrarch because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. So when we are embracing our position, we can't let people promote us. We have to understand the order, but then we also can't be afraid to rebuke evil. We have to understand that although he was the Tetrarch, meaning he was in a position of leadership, it didn't mean that evil stopped just because he was in a position of authority. Evil is evil, regardless of who's committing it. And so when we are given a task and when we are doing what the Lord has called for us to do, we cannot be afraid to rebuke evil. We can't act like it doesn't exist. We have to make sure that we know that it is what it is, number one. Wrong is wrong. We can't try to butter it up. We can't try to sugarcoat it. But then we can't be afraid to rebuke it in Jesus' name. Sometimes we have to get to the place to where we are just praying and asking God for what to do. We can't go and try to do things our own way and try to just go in and just start tearing stuff up, but we have to allow the Lord to lead us in how he would have us to rebuke evil. But the main point is we cannot be afraid to rebuke evil, especially when it has to deal with people that's in authority, because sometimes we think that because someone is in authority that they can do whatever they want to do and that there's nothing that we can do, but we can always pray for that person, number one, because I don't believe that God shows us stuff and reveals stuff to us for us not to pray. I just truly believe that we should be praying for anybody that is in an evil act. That's just my opinion. But we also cannot be afraid to rebuke evil that is coming towards us, or evil that is coming towards the people of God, or evil that is coming towards maybe even on your job, in your community, people that you may know. We cannot be afraid to rebuke evil, and we'll have to do that in our position, because if we aren't rebuking it, it will continue to come, and then we'll continue to try to ignore it, and it will get worse and worse and worse. But we have to make sure that we are standing strong on the word of God and rebuke that evil at the very sight. We have to make sure that we are staying in alignment with the word of God so that we are able to identify evil when it comes, because evil sometimes can dress itself up so much so that we don't even identify it. But we have to stay in alignment with the Lord and be sensitive to his Holy Spirit and allow the Lord to lead us in rebuking that evil. Allow him. Now, I'm not saying that you're going around signing up to cast out demons. I'm not saying that at all. You have to really be prepared in allowing the Lord to lead you in that direction. But whatever you do, whatever the Lord is calling you to do, you have to do it. But make sure that you are staying in alignment with him, and make sure that you aren't even allowing a tidbit of evil to come into your life. you know, sometimes we can say, oh, it's just a little bit, or it's just that, or it's just this. But just that turns into a whole lot of just that, and then you'll have a real big mess that you have to take care of because you didn't rebuke that evil in the bud when it first started or when it came or when you saw it coming. And so we have to make sure that we aren't afraid to rebuke evil. And just because everyone is doing something doesn't mean that it's right. It just does not mean that it's right. It can be everyone around you doing something. It still doesn't make it right. And just because it's the popular thing to do does not mean that it's right, because there's consequences. There's consequences to evil. And even though he was in authority and he threw John in jail, John still rebuked him. We cannot be afraid of the things of this world because we know that God is in control. God is in control of all things. And so when we do what he has called for us to do, when we function in the role that he has called us to function in, when we are following his order and not allowing other people to promote us and what God has called us to do, then we are truly, truly, truly embracing our position. John 13:16 says, "Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him." And so we have to embrace who we are as children of God. We are servants of Jesus Christ. We are here to do his work. We are not him, but we are here doing his work. And so we are a representation of him. And we must understand that we are limited in what we can do. But what we can do, we must do it great. And we must do it humbly. And we must do it for him to get the glory in everything that is done. We have to make sure that we are staying focused on him. We have to make sure that we are continually thanking him and praising him for who he is. And even just for using us, you know, we have to make sure that we are staying in alignment with him. Because if we're not in alignment with him, we can truly, 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 truly lose sight of the reason why we are doing what we are doing. And so we don't want to lose sight of that. We want to make sure that we are always realizing and recognizing that everything that we do is done for the glory of God. And so when we lose sight of where we are, of who we are, then we lose sight of what we are called to do. And so embrace your position. Wherever you may be in ministry, wherever you may be on your job, wherever you may be in school, wherever you may be in your household, wherever you may be in your community, embrace your position. The Lord has called you. The Lord has equipped you. And for those of us that may have been dealing with us in a position that we're just not comfortable with, we're just not comfortable to just walk into it, and we just don't feel like we can do it, and you can do it because you have him that is within you. And so we have to make sure that we are embracing him and allowing him to lead us in what he has called for us to do. Sometimes it can be a little scary, or we can be nervous doing the work of God. But when God has called you, embrace your position. Do the work he has called for you to do. It can be something that you have never done before. It can be something that no one in your family has ever done before. Actually, it could be opposite of what everyone in your family has done, or, you know, it could be opposite of what everyone around you is doing, but embrace your position. Embrace what God has called for you to do. Be ready and be available to say yes to what God is calling you to, because he's not going to change his mind just because you're saying no. You know, you have to get to the place to where you are truly, truly embracing him. And when you truly embrace him, then we'll stop fighting against what he is trying to do in our life. We have to accept the fact that he has called us, he has given us a duty, he has given us a job, and now it's time for us to embrace our position and do the work that the Lord has called for us to do the way that he has called for us to do it. So again, when embracing your position, don't let people promote you. Understand the order, and don't be afraid to rebuke evil. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you have allowed us another opportunity, Lord, to become more and more like you, God. We thank you for another opportunity, Lord, for you to give us brand new mercies today, God. We thank you that you have allowed us and protected us over the nighttime last night, oh God. We thank you. You have allowed us, Lord, another day to become more like you, to do the work you have called for us to do, Lord, to embrace the position that you have us in, Lord. We accept and are embracing where you have us, oh God. We are saying, Lord, yes, we want to do your will, Lord. Yes, we will be available, Lord. Yes, we will walk in what you have called for us to walk in, Lord. We no longer want to say we can't do it, Lord, because we know that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Father God, we need you, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.